WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping a report this hour. Governor Murphy is hopeful that a quick saliva test developed by Rutgers University will be the key to reopening the state because it will allow at least 10,000 people to be tested every day starting next week. The test produces results in 24 hours rather than several days. It's also more accurate than others in use, according to Brian Strom, chancellor of the university's biomedical and health sciences department. The test will roll out at 5 state developmental centers housing people with serious disabilities. It's already in use at drive-through testing sites in Edison, South Brunswick, the American Dream Mall, Franklin in Somerset County, Deptford, and Newark. Strom says with new equipment, which is not expensive, they can double it to be able to test another 10,000 people a day. The Jersey Labor Department has distributed an astounding $1 billion in unemployment benefits to more than 550,000 people over the past 5 weeks, but some people who filed a month ago still have not heard a word. State labor boss Rob Becerro Angelo says the vast majority of people are being processed within a few weeks.
Percentages are the same as they were 4 months ago. When you're talking about the raw numbers and the denominator going from a few tens of thousands to approaching a million, the raw numbers of folks who are having problems now is very large.
He adds Labor Department employees are working around the clock as quickly as possible to get people their help they need and deserve. The FBI returned to Lakewood Thursday to remove boxes from a building at an industrial park. A day earlier, agents had been at another warehouse carrying out boxes labeled respirators. An FBI spokeswoman told us that agents Thursday were at a large building on Oberlin Avenue conducting law enforcement activity. Governor Murphy says if somebody is trying to hoard or price gouge in this hour of need, they deserve that special place in hell. Some businesses in Georgia reopening as the state's governor eases a month-long shutdown despite fears that a new wave of coronavirus infections could result. A Savannah nail salon has dozens of appointments set for today. Governor Brian Kemp says the state needs to ease economic suffering. Motor Vehicle Commission agencies across New Jersey are shut down due to the pandemic, but Chief Administrator Sue Fulton says you can still do many transactions online, like license and registration renewals. Even with a two-month renewal extension, she says don't wait, get it done now.
When those extensions end, there's going to be a huge influx of people, and it may be hard to get online to do that.
Fulton stresses the best way to contact the MVC is not through a phone call, but rather send an email at njmvc.gov. They can answer almost any question in a quick turnaround time. Turn to nj1015.com for more on New Jersey's coronavirus crisis. A mix of dry and wet weather for the weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrell's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 106. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
April showers and then some today. By my count, this is actually the 15th day of April with rain falling here in New Jersey. Now, the steadiest, heaviest rain is behind us, but we'll continue to see pockets of rain through early afternoon, then lingering showers through around dinner time this evening. It'll stay damp and breezy and cool. Highs today only around 50 degrees. Clearing skies tonight and chilly. Lows around 40. Tomorrow we'll stay dry during the day, so looking pretty good. Sunshine in the morning, clouds in the afternoon, highs mainly lower to mid-60s, although it will be cooler along the coast, stuck in the 50s tomorrow. Showers return tomorrow night, and the first half of Sunday looks wet, with periods of rain likely, then scattered showers with a brisk wind Sunday afternoon. Highs range from the 50s for most of the state Sunday, some 60s bubble up into the southern part of the state. Monday looking showery and cloudy, breezy and cool, highs only in the 50s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey weather made possible by Xfinity. It's important to stay connected during the COVID-19 pandemic, so Xfinity is providing free Wi-Fi spots for everyone, even if you are not an Xfinity subscriber. Visit Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY to learn more. Swedesboro, 48 degrees. Raritan, 48. South Plainfield, 47. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.